I'm Shanae Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
Blue Wire. You're listening to the Raider Cody Podcast, the official podcast of RaidersBeat.com.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
You're going to get everything I got. Everything I got. Give me everything you got. Sure. Do it for the man next to you.
Let's go. Let's go, Raiders on three. One, two, three. Let's go get this.
We talk about rebuilding. How do you rebuild? I don't think that Gruden came in to rebuild. I think he came to set his roster on fire.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to part two of my Raiders versus Broncos preview week, I guess. You get a little extra content this week, and it's because I collaborated with Brandon Perna, which is host and producer of That's Good Sports and That's Good Broncos. A Denver Broncos fan, yes. Not something, you know, we don't always enjoy talking to the enemies, but as Raiders fans, as human beings, you know, we got to do what's best. And I guess for Raider Nation, I felt like it was time to dive in and step into enemy territory and have this conversation. Talk about the 5-3 Las Vegas Raiders going to play in the 3-5 Denver Broncos. And Brandon's a great dude. Give Brandon actually a follow at Brandon with an O, Perna, P-E-R-N-A. Follow him on Twitter and heckle him on Sunday. Do me a favor, heckle him a little bit. But I'm not going to mess around. This is part two. You've already listened to this segment earlier, or should I say yesterday, with Eddie Borsili. So this is just a little addition, a little additive, a little bit more for this very much winning record Las Vegas Raiders team. And to enjoy this week, heading up to the second of 3-in-a-row division rival games. So we'll take this quick break and we'll be right back with our conversation with Brandon Perna. Hey, who's this?
Okay, here we are with Raider Cody from the interwebs, YouTube, Twitter. Pretty convenient that your first name is Raider and you were just happened to be a Raiders fan, Raider Cody. Thanks for joining me here today. It is Broncos Raiders week. Always a fun week in the AFC West. Some people on Twitter said we should collab. Or you said we should collab, and the support was strong. So here we are.
It's been kind of brewing up for a while now, man. We followed each other for a little bit, and I don't follow too many enemies. You know, I see you as an enemy, kind of friendly enemy, I guess we could say. So yeah. I've seen some of the, you know, some of the loyal viewers, obviously some that, you know, watch both of our shows, and they threw it out there a couple of times. They're like, Raider Cody and That's Good Sports, let's do it. So I'm like, hey, if they're supporting a cross collaboration with Denver and Las Vegas, then I think it needs to be done. And, you know, obviously we probably have, you know, a couple things in common. It's we all hate the Chiefs, and Von Miller's pretty cool. So we have a couple things in common.
See it. There we go. Okay. I think you might have stole one of my questions already.
Boy.
the AFC West can, at least the Raiders, Chiefs, or Raiders, Broncos, and Chargers fans can, we can all hate the Chiefs together right now since they're top of the division.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to connect. I think people wanted us to come together because we're both decent at talking shit. Would that be a fair assessment?
It could be. I try not to be that guy.
I try not to, but then I find myself.
It's in good fun. I don't think any of us are over the top, but when you can get fans to hate watch you, it benefits.
It does. Hate listens count.
Okay, so I've just got a couple questions here since I'm trying to gain insight to the Raiders. Every time I start to think they're turning the corner and they're legitimately like a pretty good football team, like they've got a base there, I get a little bit nervous about Derek Carr. So I just wanted to know like where you're at with Derek Carr, because we've seen him play some pretty great games this season.
Yeah,
we've seen him play pretty average games, but the team still wins like he did against, you know, Cleveland.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Derek Carr right now? I know he follows you, so you probably got to say some nice things.
I got to keep this politically correct. No, I try and keep things as real as possible. I try and respect the players no matter what. But, you know, Derek's been one of those guys that it's probably, you guys are in a similar situation early on right now with Drew Lock. The franchise isn't necessarily where you want it to be. Had Drew Lock came into the picture, you know, right after the Peyton Manning era, he'd probably been in a different situation. For Derek Carr, he's coming into what's been a dumpster fire most of his career. I mean, the end of the Oakland era, the end of everything going on there, just a complete rebuild. John Gruden coming in, cleaning house. It's been rough for him, but you know, last year we started seeing some things being put together. Obviously there were some missing elements there. I felt like to our offense to really make things click. This year we're seeing it. There are some shaky moments. There's things like where I want to see Henry Ruggs. I want to see that connection get a little bit better. But even like the Cleveland game, I mean, that might've been one of his worst games of the season. But given like the weather and everything that was going on there, high winds, it was dang near snowing. There was hail. Raining half the game. Then they go to halftime. It comes out, it's sunny. It's like, what are we doing? We played three different football games all in one day. So I think given the circumstances, being 5-3 with the strength of our opponents, we're playing pretty well. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, come on here and be like, you're going down, Brandon. Like, we're taking down the Broncos. I'm not like, you know, overly confident. I'm still not, you know, a Chiefs fan here. I'm still, you know, I'm still level headed. And this is going to be a shootout either way, but we're really happy with the way number four has been playing. For once, the fan base somewhat agrees that Derek Carr is playing pretty well. And that takes a lot for Raiders fans to get off of his back. Pretty much all the way. I mean, I follow them all. The worst of the trolls, you know, Twitter. I mean, think of a Raiders fan in your head and think of how bad Twitter can be. That is like the worst combination that you can have, probably. So for them to be semi cool and actually back Derek up and compliment him, I'm pretty impressed. And hopefully, you know, it all depends though. We got to see how he plays down the stretch, because that's all that matters. You know, first half of the season has always been a little bit favorable for him, but now we got to see how we play the second half of the season and see where that goes. But I want to flip that over to you now. And Drew Lock, how's the fan base feel about Drew Lock?
It's a roller coaster. You know, one week everybody's high on him. The next week everybody wants to shit on him. Today in his press conference, he had to remind people that the players are human too. So I think the players are hearing a lot of the Twitter noise that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I think like Broncos fans just have to be patient with Drew Lock. I think we got excited because we saw some really good things last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason, they switched offensive coordinators this offseason. Mm-hmm. They don't have an offseason to work together. Drew Lock gets hurt again this year early. So there's just been a lot that went against him succeeding right now, in addition to being young and trying to figure out how to play in the NFL. Losing Cortland Sutton, I think, was like him and Cortland had some of Drew Lock's best plays were to Sutton. So he's not on the field, but Jerry Judy's starting to come along. So I think we just have to be patient and remind ourselves that he needs time to develop. I'm not sure Pat Shurmur is the best fit for him, but I think once Drew Lock learns to see the whole field, there are opportunities. He's just not getting them right now or taking advantage of them when they are there on the field. The defense too, like it's been decimated by injuries. Shelby Harris is going to be out longer because of COVID. So you guys should be able to run the ball effectively this weekend. But I think like, the difference right now, if I'm looking at the Broncos offense and the Raiders offense, mm-hmm. Derek Carr's been very safe with the football, just two picks this year, right? So the Broncos have been through three quarterbacks. They've had like 12 interceptions, I think, on the season so far. And really, what I think your guys' weakness is, and maybe correct me, is your defense is not opportunistic. You're not getting a lot of turnovers from the defense. Those type of plays that would totally benefit Derek Carr because he's playing safe football and giving that offense just a couple opportunities for easy scores. So my question is, what should the Broncos do to beat the Raiders this weekend?
You're going to have to, fan, you're going to have to stop the run. And the way you said you're not going to be able to stop the run, man, and it's unfortunate. I will say, you know, Shelby Harris, ex-Raider, I go off for him and any player having COVID. For us, it made me think, I immediately thought of how you guys won the game last year. The tip ball and two-point conversion from Shelby Harris is what won you guys the game.
He's been so good at batting down passes and tipping balls. It's like an insane sort of stat. He's just so good at it.
So I don't want to say it's a sigh of relief because I never want a guy to go on the COVID list, but we're going to run the ball is what we're going to do. Josh Jacobs right now, even though we found a little backup that you guys are very familiar with, Devontae Booker.
Booker's playing well.
He came out of nowhere, man. I think he had like a year off. I don't even know if he hardly played last year, if like much at all.
Get like one carry a game, one pass a game, basically.
Yeah, might as well just be nothing. You know what I mean? Might as well just go out there, warm up, and go back to the practice squad or whatever. So it's really nuts. It's like taking a year off, and he comes out this year and he's doing well for us. I think it's mainly just because teams are, I don't want to say they're sleeping on him, but they're so focused on Josh Jacobs when he's in the game. Josh Jacobs, even though he's not getting as big of a workload as he could, he's still, I think, second in carries this season. So he's still getting the ball quite a bit. And we're going to establish the run is what we're going to do. And then from there, we've been good about, like you said, you know, we play safe football and we take calculated shots down the field. I mean, it's pretty much we're going to, you know, get everybody up in the box. And then we're going to find that one matchup that we like down the field. And, you know, more times than not, that shot down the field is going to be pretty freaking close to happening. And that's kind of where the game either gets won or it is just a tight game all the way down the stretch. So if we can get a few down the field, that's where the Raiders offense really starts to get moving. And I know that defense of yours with the injuries that's going on, you guys started off pretty hot and you guys have had a good defense now for many years, but the injuries, man,
it's like if the starters were there, I'd feel good about stopping the run because Mike Purcell and Shelby Harris on the field at the same time with Alexander Johnson, they were just doing a great job against the run. Well, pretty good job. There's some little things this season, but then last week we're down Bryce Callahan and AJ Boye. I don't know where their status is for this week. So yeah, you guys are, you're getting the Broncos kind of at a good time for a win. But I think like the surprise for me with the Raiders right now is kind of how well Nelson Aguilar is playing.
That's the surprise in the world. Kidding me?
He leads in touchdowns, right? Not dropping the ball like he's been knocked for by fans saving babies and mentioning on live television.
I'm so glad we adopted that meme. It's like probably one of the best things ever. We get to use it every time now that he actually makes a catch. We had someone... they Photoshop. This is why I love Twitter, is for all the Photoshops. And they had a Photoshop of Nelson Aguilar high pointing a baby in the end zone.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's probably one of the greatest fans of all time, that dude.
So, hey, man, we're going to take this quick break provided by Blue Wire. And when we get back, we'll continue this game preview. Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st.
Football is back in full swing, and you might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So maybe I just mentioned him, but who's an underrated player on the Raiders roster right now?
Ooh, I was about to ask you almost the same question for you guys, but I'm going to go with probably Hunter Renfro. And he's underrated, I would say, on the field, on and off the field. I mean, off the field, the dude looks like he's going to adjust your insurance on the sideline. He's subbing for class. Like he's going to get done with his game on Sunday, and then Monday he has a class to go substitute teach.
Right.
So he's definitely different. He's wild, but he's such like a weird raw football player. He just knows there's like all these rookie wide receivers that we bring in, like a Brian Edwards and Henry Ruggs, and these guys are super talented physically. Of course, they're still rookies, so they got to, you know, learn the ropes of a pro. And they're talking about Renfro knowing like every single release that's possible. So he's just like so knowledgeable on things like that. So he's super sneaky in my opinion. I think he's the Raiders' second leading receiver right now, and it's just real low key. Like when it comes down to crunch time, you might not see him out there on the field hardly the first couple quarters. It's weird how this works. He'll be returning punts, and then all of a sudden you'll see him out there trotting on the field whenever it's in crunch time, and like every ball is going to him. He runs these routes that are not really designed routes. It's kind of like option routes, or if you're sitting in soft zone coverages, his job is to go find the hole in the zone and sit there and hopefully just catch a rocket to his chest. Like that's kind of just like his thing. So that's my, I guess, sleeper for the Raiders offense. Now to flip it over to you, your offense, obviously, you know, we're used to the, you know, Demaryius Thomas days, the Emmanuel Sanders days. Right. You don't have those guys right now. Who, in your opinion, are your top playmakers, and who should Raider Nation be looking for if the ball's in their hands? Who are we looking for?
Well, Jerry Jeudy just had a huge game against the Falcons. So Judy's really started, like, the crazy thing about Jeudy is like he's torching dudes off the line of scrimmage. He's running excellent routes every game, and he's getting like a lot of attention for that. But since the Broncos have gone through three quarterbacks this season, it's just he hasn't gotten the targets he sort of needed to kind of just show up like as that dominant player. They're just getting KJ Hamler involved in the game. So that's going to be like what our version of hopefully what you guys drafted in Henry Ruggs.
I'm going to stop you right there, actually. KJ Hamler coming back. There's a little dispute going on. Who's faster, Henry Ruggs or KJ Hamler?
Ooh, I know. Like they were the and they're the two like top three speed dudes in the draft, right? So I don't know. I don't know who's faster. I know Ruggs is super fast.
Ruggs is faster. We'll make that.
We're just trying to get those guys involved. And then we had, you know, tight end Albert O, because his last name's impossible to say, but he tore his ACL last week. Him and Locke played together at Missouri, and they're starting to build like a connection there. So like Cortland Sutton out, their tight end who was going to compliment Noah Fant, he's out. Philip Lindsay's been banged up on and off. Melvin Gordon's fumbled a few times. But honestly, the best offensive player this season's been Garrett Bowles.
What?
Garrett Bowles just been a stud. Like the penalties are gone. He's like one of the highest rated linemen in the NFL. He's playing well every week. So my sleeper guy, Garrett freaking Bowles, man.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
That was almost John Gruden. Garrett Bowles, man. I can't do Gruden. I need it. Will's had a scheduling conflict. He can do Gruden. So
oh, he's the Gruden voice. Oh,
yeah,
man.
He can do it.
Garrett Bowles. That's interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I'm not too familiar with offensive line, but ours has been banged up. Ours has been.
Yeah.
We have a revolving door right now at right tackle. And left tackle, I don't even know. Hopefully Colton Miller comes back. So if there's no Colton Miller, then yeah, it's going to look rough again for us.
Yes. Was Trent Brown
Trent Brown's like, he has COVID. He's back on the COVID list, but I don't think he ever tested positive is what's kind of weird. He did it first, that put him on the list, and then they called him like asymptomatic, but then he was having symptoms, but not testing positive. It was super weird. So they're deeming him out like a month. I'm like, shoot, man, that's it's kind of crazy. And that's a big boy. So it's like, man, you know, you start affecting the lungs in there and the breathing capabilities of a big guy like that, then, you know, asking for trouble. So we'll, that's something to track for us.
Edge rushers might make a difference on the Broncos D.
If there's a number 70 at right tackle, then, I mean, I don't know. I'm honestly, I don't want to put a petition out. I'm cool with putting Jason Witten at right tackle at this point. I mean, it's getting to the point where, I mean, we're down to, I don't think any tackles. If we dropped another tackle, then our backup center who played tackle in college would go back out there. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the Broncos right tackle position has been a thorn in our side for like the last 5 years. So I feel you. I feel your pain. And I think Damar Dotson, who's been playing right tackle and playing pretty well, he got hurt in the last game. I don't know what his status is for this week. So sounds like this game is a little bit of a shit show for both teams.
It usually is, man. There's
That's true. That's true.
That's what's nice about these division rivals like this. It's no matter what, even if we were playing at the level of like the Chiefs, like maybe losing a game or two, or, you know, being highly dominant for the last 5 years, it doesn't matter going into this thing. Like, we just beat the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It does not matter. Or you can be like the Chargers and get close every single game and somehow choke. But yeah, I mean, that's not, you know, it's not quite us, but it's close.
Boy, I mean, the Raiders and the Broncos just really tore the still beating heart out of the Chargers' chest the last 2 weeks. poor Justin Herbert. I've never seen like a young quarterback play so well and just lose so many games. It's such a Chargers thing to do.
They're never going to get out of this.
No. Okay, I'm going to let you get out of here. But what I wanted to know is two, okay? One, your all-time most hated Bronco, and your all-time favorite Bronco that you have to admit that you like, even though it goes against everything in your being.
Man, that is a tough one. Most hated Bronco? How do I narrow that down?
Well, you got to pick one.
I'm going to go with Aqib Talib. Most hated Bronco. Because, oh, man, I mean,
that makes sense. Him and Crabtree, that's a great.
I'm telling you, I was there that game during the big fight, the second one where it went to the sidelines and they're boxing in the end zone. And I was up. Our company had a suite right above that end zone. And I felt like I was like trying to like coach him. I'm like, jab, jab, jab. Rip his helmet off, ripping his helmet off. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's probably definitely the most hated. And I'd say the most liked. Shoot, man. If like ex Bronco, I would say for some reason I Shannon Sharp. He's kind of cool. But I'm gonna go. I think Von Miller. If I had to pick a Bronco right now that low key I actually like, and hate. I don't say I hate to admit it. I kind of hate to admit it just because he is a Bronco and it's kind of nasty to say it.
Right.
But
I think a lot of people like Von Miller because he's not an asshole. He's not.
Yeah.
Overly cocky. And he just seems like cool. Like he's this great edge rusher. Who's a chicken farmer at times. Like,
yeah. And he's, you know, I mean, he's always,
he's just an interesting cat.
And he's nice. He's always nice to us in press conferences. Like he's very well spoken and professional. He doesn't like make it like a weird thing.
That goes a long way.
Now I'm going to flip it. Okay. Now you got to answer the question. Who's the most hated Raider of all time?
And Antonio Brown.
Well, we have something in common. That's my most hated of all time. Goodness.
Man, I mean, like, as somebody who had a love-hate relationship with Bill Romanowski when he was a Bronco, seeing him as a Raider, I did not like that. Hunter Renfrow, definitely my current favorite Raider.
I like that. I just ordered his jersey, actually. Yeah,
I don't know how you cannot root for little Hunter Renfrow out there.
Right?
And I say that as he's bigger than me. You know what I mean? But
maybe.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a Raider that I liked. Definitely not Khalil Mack because.
5 sacks.
I respected the way he played the game, but he embarrassed Michael Schofield. I think probably maybe one I respect the most is Woodson.
Oh, I like that. That's my, I got it right here on the wall, man. Yeah. That's my favorite player of all time.
Right there. Didn't love him like while he was, you know, a Raider, but yeah, that's a guy's career. I think I really respect. So
I like that. Much respect. I guess I'll be nicer to Broncos fans on Twitter after that. That was a good one.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll do our best.
But Matt, hey, I appreciate the collaboration, dude. This was fun.
Where can people find your work?
Well, if you're a Broncos fan, you might not want to come looking for it. It's a little.
That's fine. Got to promote it, though.
You can follow me on Twitter at Raider Cody. Follow me on Sunday. It's actually fun. It's actually a fun timeline if you want to join Crazy Raider Nation. We're all about the wildness. And RaiderCody.com. I have the YouTube and podcast links. Just search Raider Cody wherever you listen to anything, and I'm there. And I guess I'm going to be dropping this on mine. So where can we find all your stuff, man? I know you cover a lot of NFL stuff. So where do we find yours?
Yeah, That's Good Sports is my main YouTube channel. So just look that up. I cover all of the NFL, not just the Broncos there. So every Monday I do like a best and worst of NFL Sunday. So that's probably the episode we put the most work into and just grind out trying to get it up. So if you're looking for a lot of dumb jokes and football info, that's where you do it.
That's all anyone looks for on the internet, isn't it?
Well, I would like to see more, you know?
Yeah, you're doing a good job then. You're contributing to a good cause.
Thank you, Raider Cody.
Good stuff, man. See ya.
See ya.
Let me tell you guys something. These 5-3 Las Vegas Raiders aren't here to mess around, guys. Raider Nation, it's time to get fired up. It's time to get ready. We're about to hit the midway point of this NFL season, and we're not going to see a repeat of what we did last year. We're not going to crumble. This is a football team that is built to last, and we are ready for this playoff run. So, Raider Nation, that's why I brought you two parts of this game preview this week. We're going to see more of this. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're on Apple and you're listening to this on your podcast app, make sure you leave that 5-star rating and review. And I'll tell you guys, it's time to get excited. Not this week, but next week, we will be in Las Vegas. Myself and Kenny King Jr. will be back at Stage Door Casino. So if you're planning a trip to Las Vegas this season, if you can make it next weekend for the Kansas City Chiefs game, the Sunday night football game against the Chiefs, get there. We'll be there. We're doing a full-blown watch party. You can watch it live on YouTube, youtube.com/RaiderCody, or you can just search Raider Cody on YouTube, subscribe, and keep up to date because that's what we're going to be doing with the post-game show right afterwards. So business as usual, just a little extra content. So Raider Nation, get fired up, get ready. I'm feeling 6-3. Let's get it done, whatever it takes. Raider Nation, I will see you guys in a few days. Later.